This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Jharkhand, Gujarat and Odisha beginning today. Mr. Modi will travel to Jharkhand today and flag off six Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna Vande Bharat train at Tata Nagar Junction Railway Station. He will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate various railway projects worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. Mr. Modi will also distribute sanction letters to 20,000 Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen beneficiaries in Tata Nagar. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi will be present on the occasion. Mr. Chauhan said Prime Minister will also transfer more than 5 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of the beneficiaries through a single click. Mr. Chauhan added that a housewarming ceremony for the newly constructed houses of 46,000 beneficiaries will also be held. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the need for increased cooperation and coordination between NIA and state anti-terrorism squads to strengthen the counter-terrorism architecture. He said this while chairing the second day of the two-day National Security Strategies Conference 2024 in New Delhi yesterday. In his remarks, Home Minister appealed to state DGPs to work towards achieving Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a prosperous, strong and a developed India by 2047. Mr. Shah underscored that substantial progress had been achieved in solving legacy national security concerns such as Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism and Northeast. In West Bengal's Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested former principal of Arjikar Medical College and Hospital, Sandeep Ghosh, and former officer in charge of Tala Police Station, Abhijit Mandal, in connection with the rape and murder of a Kolkata doctor. They were arrested yesterday on charges of tampering with evidences and misleading the probe, which is being carried out into the gruesome incident at the state-run hospital last month. Two more Kolkata police officials are under the CBI scanner. The probe agency is also questioning a sub-inspector of Tala Police Station regarding the case. Sandeep Ghosh is also accused of being involved in causing considerable delay in registration of FIR. While the trainee doctor's body was found on the morning of 9th August, the police took over 12 hours to convert the case of unnatural death into an FIR. Earlier, Ghosh was arrested by the CBI in a separate probe related to financial irregularities. Kerala is celebrating Thiruvanam today, the most auspicious day of Onam, the biggest cultural festival of the state. The festival marks the homecoming of the legendary ruler of the state, King Mahabali, and showcases the unique customs, traditions and cuisine of the state. Keralites across the globe, irrespective of religious affiliations, is celebrating the festival in full vigour. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Onam. In her message, the president said Onam is an occasion to celebrate the rich cultural heritage and traditions of Kerala. She also expressed gratitude to farmers who work tirelessly to feed the nation. President Murmu said the festival of prosperity also encourages people to promote social harmony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conveyed his greetings on the occasion of Onam. In a social media post, Prime Minister wished everyone a joyous Onam. He wished peace, prosperity and wellness all over. Mr. Modi highlighted that Onam celebrates the glorious culture of Kerala and is marked enthusiastically by the Malayali community all over the world. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has instituted a new section as part of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, 2024 for young filmmakers called the Best Debut Indian Film Section 2024. The 55th IFFI is slated to be held in Goa from November 20th to 28th. These selections will highlight the creative vision and unique storytelling approaches of young filmmakers, providing a platform for new talent and showcasing the work of emerging directors. Ace Indian javelin throw athlete Neeraj Chopra finished at second position with a best throw of 87.86 meter at the Diamond League final in Brussels last night. Neeraj missed out the top spot by just 1 centimeter margin. And that is the end of this news bulletin.